When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today. In just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
It's time for your exclusive preview of tonight's bonus episode. So, lay back, relax, and hear what's beyond the ancient pines of Nightfalls Premium. To listen to the episode in full, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, follow the Supercast link in the show notes. Francesca Thursby walked towards the corner bookshop. It was one of her favourite places to be, and she had spent many happy hours wandering through the aisles inside the old shop, gazing at the novels and wondering what adventures lay within their pages. There was something magical about buying a brand new book and holding it in your hands, knowing you could enter a different world whenever you wanted to, and getting so very delightfully lost in the story. Francesca's shelves at home overflowed with books. She often sorted through them and gave some away to friends or charity shops, but she kept most of them for herself, just in case she wanted to read them again. It might sound peculiar to some people, but Francesca thought of the books as friends, especially the ones from her childhood. She reached the corner bookshop and looked at the tempting displays in the window. Autumn was approaching, and the books in the window reflected the change of season and invoked images of cozy days curled up in an armchair, whilst the leaves on the trees outside turned from vibrant greens to russet reds and burnished browns. Francesca walked through the open door of the shop and silently told herself she wasn't there to buy books for herself. No, she had many books at home that she hadn't even read yet. They were piled up on a table next to her armchair, each one waiting to take her on a journey whenever she was ready. Her reason for visiting the bookshop that day was to buy birthday presents for her niece and nephew, who were aged 7 and 12 respectively. She loved buying books for them and going by the excited looks on their faces when they opened their presents. They loved reading just as much as she did. The children's books were on the first floor of the shop, and Francesca had every intention of heading straight towards the stairs and going to that area. There she would buy a couple of books, pay for them, and leave. But the books in the beguiling bookshop had other ideas. As soon as she entered the building, her attention was drawn to a round table in front of her. It was neatly arranged with piles of books, and a large notice on the table proclaimed them to be hot new releases. Unable to resist taking a peek, Francesca moved closer to the books and looked at them. There was a variety of genres, ranging from science fiction to romance. Labels on the books gave compelling descriptions. An unforgettable journey. An intriguing mystery. And the highly anticipated sequel. Francesca was tempted to buy one of the mystery books, but then reminded herself that she wasn't there to buy a book for herself. With impressive willpower, she turned away from the table. She almost managed to walk away, but then she noticed an autobiography at the back of the table. It was by one of her favourite authors. To enjoy the complete bedtime story and my entire back catalogue, join Nightfalls Premium today. You can subscribe in just two taps on Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your support really makes a difference. Thank you.